In Belgrade, there's concern that the Hague Tribunal has a strong anti-Serb bias, although many are happy to see Milosevic finally facing the charges against him. NPR's Guy Raz sampled the views of a wide range of government officials and opinion makers in the new post-Milosevic Yugoslavia.
Most people on the streets of Belgrade will say they're indifferent to the proceedings in The Hague, yet according to public opinion pollster Serbobran Branković, most of them say they will watch their former leader on trial in The Hague.
They watch what's going on in The Hague like they watch an NBA game or something like that. There is no such strong feeling pro and against Milosevic. I think that more and more people realize that Milosevic is the past now.
But there's no consensus about what that past is.
The Hague Tribunal is going to write the history of this country. It will probably affect our perception of that part of our history.
Stojan Serović writes a column for the weekly magazine Vreme. Like many public observers here, he's not sure whether the trial will bring about some sort of national catharsis. He notes that Serbs are more interested in seeing Milosevic brought to justice for corruption and repression at home, rather than for alleged war crimes in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo. Historian Desimir Tosic expects the trial to perpetuate the widely held view that the Hague Tribunal and its lead prosecutor, Carlo Del Ponte, are anti-Serb.
There is some moral and political responsibility to Serbian society, but there is no nation, you could say, this is a nation of genocide. What Del Ponte doing, it's really she's accusing Serbian society, Serbian nation, if you like. We want to separate that.
The government, too, is concerned that the trial will tarnish all Serbs and provoke a public backlash. Predrag Simic is the chief foreign policy advisor to Yugoslav President Vojislav Koštunica.
Our doubts about Hague is that it's pushing us into some position that is weakening our cases. What, for example, if transition in Yugoslavia fail because of these pressures and because of the fact? Would that be a desirable political outcome?
Serbian human rights lawyer Biljana Kovacevic-Voco argues the public must be confronted with the crimes committed in their name.
People must be aware that war crimes happened, and everybody in this country must be against war crimes.
Kovacevic-Voco accuses the country's leaders of stirring up the feeling that the tribunal is anti-Serb, a fear that many people hear voice is that if Milosevic is convicted, Yugoslavia will eventually be forced to pay millions in war reparations to people in Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Kosovo. The chances he will be convicted are strong, says Jovan Boturović, a former military judge for the Yugoslav army.
Moguće da za neke stvari nije znao.
Butorović says it's impossible that Milosevic was unaware of the crimes committed against civilians, particularly in Kosovo. Based on Yugoslavia's chain of command, he says, Milosevic must have been informed every step of the way. There are still some hardcore Milosevic supporters who refuse to acknowledge his alleged crimes. 5,000 of them demonstrated in downtown Belgrade over the weekend. But most Serbs revile their former leader, as economist Milko Štimac explains.
Have you read Josip Brodsky? Well, there is one essay that he wrote about dictatorships and dictators. And he said that a dream of every dictator is to become a personal issue for each family in the country that he runs. But in the same time, this is the beginning of his end, because, you know, you can hardly stand your own parents in your house. And imagine a dictator. So when Milosevic's family became the everyday's issue in each family, it was his end.
And the end of the Milosevic era here is just a beginning for Yugoslavia. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.